The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Ballarat's favourite doctor was in town yesterday. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Blake.
You play this music and it sounds like, why? What was he here for, Jules? Was someone murdered?
There's a missing taco and he was here to solve the mystery of it.
The mystery of the missing taco with Dr. Lucy and Blake.
No, he was in town yesterday, Craig McLaughlin and Nadine Garner, his wonderful co-host, to launch the brand new exhibition that is featuring props, sets, costumes of the show, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it is cool the way they've acknowledged the show's connection with Ballarat, that they do filming in Lydiard Street, they film out at the lake. So to bring all the props here for people to get a look at some they might not have seen, it's kind of a cool thing, but what the hell, Jules? We missed him again.
I know. Every time Craig McLaughlin is in town, I swear to God we miss him.
Yeah, which is a mystery
in itself. I
don't
want to seem like a crazy stalker, but I just want to meet him, that's all.
I remember last time he was here, he was out in Lydiard Street doing some filming, and we kind of were the creepy fangirl guys. Like, we were sort of...
Say it, fangirls. You weren't going to say that, were you?
Yeah. But we were sort of, like, seedily standing behind, like, the big boom camera, and there was the guy there in his cargo shorts acting all business. And then a lady, I don't know her role, was she... like in charge of traffic or something, but she was encouraging us. She was like, go over there, get a photo with him. Here, look, if you stand on this angle here and point it just right, you can get him in the photo.
Yeah.
But it got kind of weird at one point, didn't it?
Of course it did. Of course it did.
When you're trying to take a photo of someone from a discreet distance, that's a grey area.
Yeah, it's very grey. We're not paparazzi. We're just doing it with our iPhones, so we're trying to get it looking like they're photobombing us. Yeah. Anyway, we were all a little bit shocked and saddened when ABC said they were going to not continue the show next year.
Yeah, that happened. And
a little bit disappointing. We're all like, oh, so good though. We love having them in town. As you said, when they close down the streets for filming, it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, the stars have, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, but they've kind of given us a glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, the show won't be getting axed entirely.
They're talking to a few other networks. Like, they were pulling in massive rating numbers.
Well, that's what they've suggested. They've said they're like, oh, we've been talking to friends who work for another network, and they would dream to have those kind of ratings coming in on any one of their shows.
Exactly.
Which to me sounds like, is it possible another network can pick it up?
Well, it worked for A Place to Call Home.
Okay.
That TV series. Because that got axed off, I can't remember. It might have been on Channel 10 and then like Foxtel picked it up.
Was there any layover period? Like, did they, I don't know if there's like certain...
I think they had to rewrite the ending of the last episode or something.
Okay.
So sort of made for continuity or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And I do wonder if there's any like legal issues with another network picking it up, like maybe ABC or whoever holds the rights. I don't know how it all works, but I don't know. I feel like there's a glimmer of hope there, and we're going to cling
to
that.
Fingers crossed. I'd really like him to come back.
Yep. And
plus, PS, I really want to meet Craig McLaughlin.
You just want him back in town for another opportunity to meet him.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.